Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.
There we go.
There you are. Punctual. Perfect. I love it. You know, sometimes I wait upwards of 40 minutes for interviews.
Oh my gosh. That's outrageous.
I know, right? It's like, what the hell? Like, you know,
one of the things I
were something, but anyway, thank you for doing this. Thanks for jumping on and being a guest.
You're welcome. I pride myself in my time and like respecting other people. So
yeah, same. You know, yeah. And I have those family members that are like, when they say, oh, I'll meet you at the park, you know, we're going to go to a dog park this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we'll be there at 11. So we, you know, get there around 11. They get there at like 11:30. Oh, sorry. You know, and always these like every time. It's like, ah, oh, it's annoying, man. It's so annoying.
People like that, I've started lying to them and being like, oh, I'll see you there at like 10:30.
Yeah, totally. That's that way. And that way, by the time you get there at 11, they'll be fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's life over on the other side of the country for COVID? How are you dealing with it? Are you going absolutely mental or?
I'm Canadian and from Canada, but I came to Panama, right? I came to Jamaica, and then just hearing the regulations about how difficult they're making it to get back to Canada, I decided to go to Panama instead. So I've been in Panama since the new year. I'm going back home in 2 weeks.
That is amazing. So what are you doing there? You just chilling?
Yeah, I got an Airbnb. I can work from home. So I've been working from home, which is, I'm very fortunate, but I'm not looking forward to going back home in 2 weeks. In Canada, we have to, book a 3-day quarantine hotel.
Yeah. And it's like $2,000 or something like that. Like really? It needs to be that expensive? Come on.
They lied. It's actually a lot cheaper. It's half the price,
okay.
But they were trying to, it's crazy. So I'm trying on the phone to modify my booking. I have a gluten intolerance. So I'm trying to ask questions about the 3 meals they provide, how good is the Wi-Fi? And I just can't get through. I waited an hour on the phone. They transferred me to someone and then I got hung up on. So.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. But you're looking forward to coming back and being in Canada and you know, getting back to normal.
Yeah, being back to normal, I'm an anchor at Naked News. So I'm looking forward to being in the studio again. I'm looking forward to sometime this summer getting vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that's, same for me. You know, they're saying in BC that the population should be vaccinated by July, I think they said.
That's really good.
Which is pretty good. Because it's Ontario, a clusterfuck in Ontario and Quebec. Like, there's still huge hotspots, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're in the gray zone and I'm like, the soonest I can get my vaccination is late June. Wow. So
yeah,
that's when they're going to start doing the population.
Right. Right. You mentioned you're a host on Naked News. Growing up, what did you want to do? Like, is this is it maybe broadcasting and maybe not necessarily being nude, but like, is that what you really wanted to do as a kid?
As a kid, I always wanted to be in the center of the spotlight. I wanted attention. And at some point, I kind of wanted to be a lawyer. But then I was like, you know what? That's a little too serious for me. I think I was watching like Ally McBeal and all those legal shows. And I love how they dressed up in like the power suits. So I still get to do that at Naked News. I get to wear my nice like hot business suits. It just, it comes off eventually.
And the power suit is just so hot. So hot. Mm. You're also streaming on Twitch.
I am. I'm a popular Twitch streamer.
Yeah. And how did you get into that? Because that's fascinating. That's stuff that, because you can make some serious bank doing that, right? Mm.
That's one of the things that allows me to be in Panama right now. So when I stream on Twitch, people can sub, they can donate, they can give me biddies. But I've only been on it for about a year.
Okay.
What triggered me to be on it was I had a friend. She was very successful at it and enjoyed it. But I felt really lonely and isolated during the pandemic. Like we couldn't go anywhere at one point, like just to the grocery store, home.
I know.
The Naked News studio was basically closed down. And like, there was nothing to do. I had no one to talk to. So I'm like, you know what? I'm lonely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on Twitch. I'm going to talk to people and just see who I can meet. So I ended up doing a cooking show. I would do fitness. I would sit there and drink on stream, you know, just like you would at the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fun. So I've carried that on.
Interesting.
And yeah, I go on once, twice, three times a week.
Okay. So like present day, what are you doing? Like, are you still on the cooking thing? Are you doing the fitness still? Or is it kind of whatever you kind of feel like?
It's whatever I feel like. I do a lot of cooking though, because I like to put it with my schedule, and I always cook every day. Every day, that's like my passion, to cook fresh food.
Yeah. I love cooking as well. If I wasn't, you know, I've been in broadcasting since 95, but you know, if it wasn't that, it definitely would have been, I would have took, you know, the executive chef. Not that I'm anywhere near that now, but like,
it could be,
maybe, I mean, maybe in my like 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, maybe I'll take a course, but so if you're having friends over pre-COVID or post-COVID, and you're aiming to impress, what are you making in the kitchen?
Ooh, all my friends have some sort of intolerances or allergies. So I definitely, or most of my friends are vegans too. So definitely something vegetable based.
Yeah.
So maybe like corn on the cob with like a veggie stir fry. But for my meat eaters, it would definitely be like a nice juicy steak or like a stuffed chicken breast.
Yeah. Damn. I love food so much. Like that for me,
so much.
Food and travel are the two things. I don't care what it costs. I just don't care.
Yeah. It's quality of life. You got to treat yourself well, give yourself something to look forward to. And with COVID and the pandemic, there's not much.
I know. It's almost over. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You know,
it's
almost there. So being on Naked News, does that mean that you're a newsie? Like, are you a straight up news geek?
I was like pre-pandemic. Now I've like tapered it down to more like entertainment news and trying not to listen to depressing news.
Right.
But things are getting better in the world. So yeah,
slowly. But you notice that nobody's had a cold in the last year. Nobody's gotten the flu in the last year.
I haven't been sick once. It's amazing.
Not
there's good, something to wearing masks. There's something to it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I was talking to a buddy on Zoom the other day, and we were talking about how, you know, Asian people in Vancouver would wear masks pre-COVID. And, you know, even to the point where we'd almost mocked them, like, nice mask, buddy. Yeah. But now you know that they were doing it for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. I learned that on a trip to Japan 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I saw people wearing masks, and I asked them, I'm like, what is this? Like, why are they doing it? Right. And they told me it's because they're sick and they don't want to infect everyone else. I'm like, oh, that's so considerate. How was I being like so unknowledgeable and rude to kind of mock them before? Right.
Yeah. I think masks, they'll stick around, I think, for a little bit, not forever, but they'll stick around for a bit. So
I'm a big fan of like the elbow bump and not shaking hands.
yes, exactly.
I hope that sticks around.
It'll stick around. So we collectively, you and I are content creators, Twitch, Naked News. When you're not creating and you're consuming, what are you binging? Like what are the shows right now that you're binge watching?
I have Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, and I have Disney Plus.
Wow.
I'm obsessed with WandaVision.
So
favorite show. So you know, good.
I read, was it this morning or last night, that that so many people jumped on to see the finale that it crashed Disney Plus's server.
Isn't that crazy?
That's impressive. That's a ton of people, because they're ready for that, right? They're not messing around. They're ready. And it still crashed their server.
Disney is so intelligent. I love how they put it out like one episode at a time. You had to join the platform to continue to be part of like the MCU.
Yeah.
And like without joining Disney Plus, you're really left out of like a big part of the storyline.
Yeah, big time. And with the streaming, it almost makes it feel like, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 47. Mm-hmm. So when you're streaming things, it's one thing, you binge through the whole, you know, season, but it almost feels like when I was a kid.
The weekly,
no more episode than just, and same thing for like the Mandalorian, where they just released that one episode and it made me feel nostalgic a little bit. It made my kids like, what the hell is going on? Where I was just like, yeah, this is just the way it was. There was a point where you almost, like, if you didn't watch TV, there was no PVR. If you missed an episode of Cheers, you missed an episode of Cheers.
And I think it makes you into more of a devoted fan, because you're set to go there Friday nights, whatever time it comes out, you're like there. Yeah. I always wait to like have dinner and eat it. And now I'm like, what do I do with my Friday night? There's no WandaVision. Can you hurry up with Loki, please?
Yes, I know. And what's the other? There was another series that I read about the other day, and I was like, yes. Is it Silver Surfer? I think they're doing something with. Are you a full-on, are you a comic book nerd?
I am. I go to comic cons, fan expos, I cosplay.
Nice.
And that's something I do on Twitch too.
Okay. So what's the best outfit that you've worn to a comic con?
Ooh, I don't want to be typical with my Harley Quinn answer.
Yeah.
But No, I got body painted for New York Comic Con, and I covered it for Naked News. I was Venom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What did they do with your face and the tongue and all that? What, and the big ass teeth? And
No tongue, but like my body was really cool. I had contacts on, and it was the whole like gray, black theme. It was like, well.
Very cool.
Really, I scared a lot of people that day.
That's great. If you could have a superpower, which power would you want to have?
Teleportation. I'd want to be here and there just like that.
Boom. But it's not like Nightcrawler teleportation, because Nightcrawler's, he can only teleport where he can. Like, I want teleportation if I want to be at the pyramids right now. I'm going to the pyramids with whatever I can hold. Like, you know, if you, whatever you can carry on your person. So you could teleport.
It could be. You could teleport with a friend, with a suitcase. I want to be like visiting Captain Marvel in space.
Right.
I want to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the most powerful, but that's a pretty awesome power.
Totally. And that'd be the one that I would pick as well. And I pretty much, I mean, I've had probably, I don't know, 500, 700 guests in the last 7 years, and almost 90% of the time I'll ask, because I'm, I am such a, like, a lot of my friends are like, dude, why do you always ask that? I'm like, cause I'm a fucking comic book geek. And I want to know what people would want. Like, I don't know. It's not your podcast. It's my podcast.
What do they say? What are the typical answers?
Flying. Flying is the most typical. Like, you know, I want to be like Superman, invincibility, you know, that kind of thing. Laser vision. But the smart ones pick teleportation.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Pat on my back there.
Yeah, totally. We were talking about, you know, love and food and stuff. Obviously, you have to, you know, keep up with your appearance. What are your cheat foods?
Ooh, oh my gosh. Anything sweet. I love sweet. So like Reese peanut butter cups, peanut M&Ms, like a rich chocolatey creaminess. Oh,
hard to
stay. I'm simple.
Yeah.
But also tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Yes. Oh, you know, Greek food has got to be one of my favorites.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
We do sushi and we do pizza once a week. Can't get away.
Oh, nice.
Staples.
Oh, I miss sushi.
Yeah, I guess there wouldn't be too much there, hey?
There's one place like in Panama City that I go, but it's more of an upscale place. So it's expensive. And I am now, an hour and a half from the city, there's no sushi, doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah. Fair. And it's not like you want to search that out. When you're a kid growing up, what's the music in your house, in the Valmont house? Like, what are your parents playing?
My mom, she loves like the 60s. So that instilled it in me too. Yeah. 60s music, that kind of like pre-hippie vibe. It just so like chill, but also the 50s, like a little bit of Motown, and 70s too.
Right. Like that's all that the whole era. Stuff. Yeah. I mean, you can't get away from the best. And isn't that weird? We're like 2020. And still, when you talk about music, that's like almost comfort music. It's like talking the 60s and the 70s. And like, why is it that they were so much better than present day music? Cause they are, it's just it's undeniable.
They had less to work with. You know, like technology wise, there is no auto tune. It was more soulful. It was less on the presentation, well, except for the Beatles, you know, they were the pretty boys.
Yeah. Making movies and shit. But maybe you're right, you know, cause that at that point, you know, there is no Pro Tools there, you know, it's real to real work. And you need to be able to really play your instrument and write a great song.
Yeah, you need to bring it.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. What was your first concert you went to?
Ooh, what was my first concert? I snuck in actually with my mom to a country concert. Who was it? Vince something.
Vince Gill.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. I had no idea what we were doing, but I guess my mom was a bit of a rebel.
Yeah.
Sneaking me into concerts.
Yeah, clearly. And didn't Vince Gill also, when the guy from the Eagles, what's his name? Glenn Frey, didn't Vince Gill jump on the tour with the Eagles and do Glenn's role? I think he did.
I don't know.
So. Great player, great singer.
I haven't seen too many concerts, but I'd say my favorite one when I was in Vegas, I got to see Cher on stage. Nice.
Wow, I bet
that was absolutely incredible.
Where was that?
I think it was at Caesars.
Okay,
Caesars a few years ago, maybe like 10 years ago. Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. Time flies, eh?
She had the most gorgeous costumes.
Oh, I bet. And probably wasn't just one outfit.
Mm-hmm. Many.
Like, who does? And she's like 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel it when I'm walking down my front steps.
Right?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, and I think that the one of the reasons why they're able to continue like that is just because of their used to that pace. You know, when you look at the like old guys, they're 75, 80 year old dudes in Rolling Stones. And yet they can tour the world and make it look effortless. It's impressive. Yeah.
They have a better work ethic than I think the younger generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to the old stuff. Who's the most famous person you've met?
Oof. Oh, Captain America. I met Chris Evans at the Playboy Mansion. I was
incredible,
body painted, and he was just so sweet. He was hitting on me, but in the nicest way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's cool. And what was the event for?
I've been to the Playboy Mansion back in its heyday when Hef was alive. I was there 5 times.
Okay.
So it was
rad.
I've been there for Halloween, for the Wounded Warriors Project. I was there for Girls of Golf. So it was one of those parties, like, not sure which one.
Yeah. An oddball question. Have you ever had a near-death experience? Not necessarily you're floating over your body, but more like, holy crap, I could have died there.
I don't think so. No, I'm a very cautious person. I don't even like roller coasters or speeding in cars.
Wow.
Like, if my friend is speeding, I'll just like grab the oh shit bar and like give them a look. Like, what are you doing to me? You know, this is not like the Valmont way. Please slow down.
Yeah, fair. Cause I mean, if you had one, it would come to you like that. I'm gonna wrap it up in a couple of questions, and thank you again for for taking some time. I want to respect your time here. Who is your celebrity crush? You just mentioned Chris Evans. Who's your crush?
That would have to be Margot Robbie. Any day, anytime. Yes. I love her.
Yeah,
she's great. So gorgeous.
And what did you think of the last movie? I can't remember. It's a long title. Movie. I can't remember what it's called now. Did you see that one?
I didn't see Wonder Woman 1984. I didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting till I'm on a plane and I can just like see it there. Right. No distractions, full concentration.
Nice. And what's your career highlight thus far? Do you have one that sticks out?
I think so far I've become creative producer for this new website, Tempted. So it's a mashup between Twitch and OnlyFans. So it's more about like a nude show, but like relating to your audience. And I do 2 to 3 weekly shows on there a week. But as a creative producer, I'm producing content for the website. And I'll be going to events. I'll be putting events together. I put together a calendar for 2021. That was incredible. Learning to deal with models is like its own experience.
Oh, I bet.
We also have a Twitch channel for that. And there's an Instagram. I do weekly lives on there. And yeah, managing my time between Naked News, my Tempted account, and as creative producer, it's quite a lot.
Yeah, so. I was just gonna say, like, what do you do? You don't like downtime? What's going on? That's insane.
Nope, don't believe in downtime.
Where do you find the time for all that? You're super easy to find on Twitter, Marina Valmont. Which is your official Instagram? Because there are several, and that must be annoying.
I don't know if it's going to come back up. Fingers crossed that it does. It was Marina Valmont, and I got deactivated at 112K. No. So that was like 2 weeks ago. Hopefully it's going to come back up.
And so when that happens, do you receive anything from them? Are they just like...
Nothing. They're like, you can't log in, but you can appeal it. So I'm dutifully appealing it.
So in the meantime, steps to get it back though. That's
okay. There's steps, but they'll just deactivate you for nothing at all. Like,
right.
I didn't put anything less than a bikini photo. So
right.
Who knows? You know, people can like group report you.
Okay.
So
in the meantime, then where should we go on Instagram for all the other stuff?
Super Marina Valmont.
There we go.
Right.
So it's coming back around. Hopefully you get that.
Yeah.
Like to lose 100,000 followers, especially with the stuff that we're doing, that's devastating.
It hurts. And it made me realize that you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Like I have to be on Twitch, Twitter, Snapchat, Reddit, YouTube. I have to be on all the platforms. Or if you're just on Instagram,
gone.
Thanos can snap his infinity gauntlet and you can disappear.
Yeah. Wasn't there like about a, maybe it was right before the pandemic where there was a girl that was like, you know, everybody was mocking her and stuff, but she was freaking out because she'd lost like 300,000 followers and didn't have any other platforms.
I think that was Belle Delphine, the gamer girl, bathwater girl.
That's the one. Yes.
Just because cancel culture, someone hates you. They just get a crowd of people report.
So, just too much, right? Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much power in the hands of little people.
Yes. The analogy of the Thanos snap is, yes.
Yeah.
Marina, thank you again for jumping on with us today. And I guess we'll see you online.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having me.
The Toddcast Podcast on toddhancock.ca.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of the Go Kid Go Network. Do your kids love wacky worlds, superheroes, and inventing? Of course they do! That's why our shows Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow are set in Pflugerville, the nonstop fun and adventure universe where imagination, creativity, STEM, and positive role models abound. Join the Pflugerville fun by searching for Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.